How long have you dressed in drag?
Oh, God, about 30 years.
Really? When did you start?
In the 50s.
No, I mean, when you were very young?
I was about 20, yeah, 22 or so.
Why did you decide to...
Well, I feel more comfortable in drag.
It's just...
And I started in Toronto. I used to work in carnivals. In Montreal, Toronto, the Eastern Canada. And I've always liked it. I've always liked dressing drag.
Is it a political thing for you? Is it a political...
No, not at all. I'm not into... I've been very liberated, but I'm not into politics, no.
Somebody was telling me that they thought that drag queens had more pride and more guts in the early days than a lot of...
Oh, definitely, yeah. Because so many people were closet cases then. You know, without drag, there wouldn't be anything like this, really.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I've heard this way I personally feel, huh? Others, I don't know. Well, have you ever done drag?
No, I never have.
And you probably look good in it, dear.
Do you think so?
Mm. Right. And so what else do you want to know? Well, I think the drag... I should never say drag queens. I would say drag persons. I think, you know, that they really sort of put women on a pedestal. I think that's why we do it, sort of. I always had a fascination with the old movie stars. Like Dietrich, who was very influenced by drag queen, a drag person.
So what is the court system? Has that been a major part of your life?
No.
Being a drag queen, or is just a drag person?
Yeah, no, the court. My friend in Vancouver, B.C. is an empress. And I just sort of got involved with it with her. But really, I don't know anything about the court system, per se.
Do you get a lot of flack from people in the gay community who think that drag is no longer... appropriate for the gay movement?
No, I don't, because I don't present myself this way. I mean, I'm not ashamed or embarrassed of what I do. I think if you're comfortable with what you do, that other people sort of pick it up. And if they do, I'd slap them anyway, dear. I'm a big girl. Do you mind anyone giving me flack, dear?
I suppose not. Mm.
I think, though, I do more so than the straight community, though, really.
Oh, really?
I think straight people sort of accept you more. You know, I think that's why movies like Casha Falls or Outrageous, which a friend of mine, Craig Russell, did start in that Outrageous.
Maybe
I think they're much more popular than movies like, Partners or Cruising.
Something like that.
I think they present, you know, I mean, if people can sort of get a kick out of something, it can't be that bad.
Maybe it's easier for them to understand this since it's outrageous and campy. And maybe it's harder for straight people to understand a more conventional person.
Yeah, I agree with this. I really think this is true, yeah. I can see it myself. I can't understand why everybody gay doesn't want to do drag. It's so much fun.
I don't know.
It sort of blows my mind that they, you know, that anyone would look down at me who's, you know, the same type.
Is it hard to get all dressed up like that?
No, dear.
You don't find it a hassle?
It's very easy. Just a pound of makeup, dare and a wig.
You don't have to pluck your eyebrows or, you've got false eyelashes on. I guess you learn how to do this without too much difficulty.
Yes, dear. Oh, God, I could do it in the dark.
No, my name is Morton.
I can't see why it would be to anybody. What I do with myself is my business, dear. I mean, I spend a lot of money on drag, and, you know, I look good in it, so why would I be upset if I got a bit of flack from some mustache this thing?
I interviewed somebody one time who said, scratch any cowboy and there's a sissy underneath.
Yes, that's true, dear. The scratch a drag queen, there's a man underneath, dear.
I want to hear now. You pick up a totally...
When you're in a drag person, you pick up a totally different type of guy. Now, you know, because the average male homosexual is not going to go with you if you're dressed in women's clothes. So, you know, I meet a lot of straight guys that like to get dressed up. course, that costs, there. Yeah, you do. I met truck drivers.
I go to a lot of straight bars. And when I meet a straight guy, and I tell him, you know, in the process of the evening, I tell him, well, you know, I'm a boy. And he'll look at me and say, well, that I look so much like a woman that he wants to try it out. Yeah. Girl, I have to be beat. Get off me, you son of a bitch.
I know. Girl, I the same thing, though. I don't, you know, most people know I'm drag anyway, but it doesn't bother me at all.
No.
But, you know, if they don't know and they, you know, come home with you, you know, they usually will go with you. Because a stiff prick has no conscience there. It's an old Canadian saying.
I'm sure
but
it
is. It's true, and a lot of them, you know, if they see me out of drag, because I, you know, use, you know, most of the time live as a man, although this is mainly my own hair. This, you know, my own hair is well, this part here, I've got very, very blonde, I'm Norwegian descent. And, you know, they sort of still want to try it out.
Robert!
No, so it's a completely different type of trick scene than what, you know, gay men have.
Is it a better, or...?
Well, I don't know, because I've never sort of lived as a gay man, you know, as a mustache, they say.
As a clone?
Yeah, I've never sort of lived, it's never appealed to me. I like them, but, you know, as people, but they're not attracted to me sexually.